After live stream, November 25th, 2024.
Everybody went deep.
Yes.
That's who you are. Whenever you don't want to be in the surface, go down. That's all you have to do. Tonight, since we're a small group, which I always enjoy, I want each of you tell me any experience that you had from last night, because last night was a special night and I don't want it to be forgotten too easily. If you didn't have it, it's okay. You don't have to fabricate one.
Mine was during the bhajans. Mm-hmm. And really it was watching you and what was going on with you during the bhajans. And I was feeling it, but it was so special. And you were conducting. Something was going on.
Something was going on.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
For me is when you were saying your prayer. It was as if I am alone with the Divine Mother and I am asking her deeply to just listen to me. Mm-hmm. I mean, I had a feeling that the room was empty and I was with Mother. And it felt so good because I had a feeling that the prayer had been shared. Her.
Her.
For me, I have a special relationship with that big Sai Baba picture. As you see, I usually sit in front of it.
Uh-huh.
Last night I sat at an angle. So I was looking at it sometime and he was smiling and sometime he was looking at me. It was just changing face. It was really amazing. But most of the time, I was looking at him. Other eye, I was looking, and really, it was an interesting experience.
Mm-hmm.
With the picture last night.
For me, during meditation and bhajan, and especially your prayer, I had very strong feeling. I cannot explain what was it, but it was a really deep feeling. But after the program, I was just having so much joy in my heart and in my everything.
For me, during the video, the clip where Sai Baba was talking about Swami is always happy, and he went on to say things that were so similar to things that you say, and I felt this immense lightness, as though, like, I don't know, somehow a film had been wiped off of me. And then I felt like he was very pleased.
My experience was very much similar to Bliss's. I was not in the room. I was just outside the threshold of the room. I felt like you're talking to a physical person. That's how directed and so intense it was.
Yeah.
It wasn't some vague entity or thing else.
Mm.
That's how it felt to me. Almost like wanted to see who you're talking. Like,
mm-hmm.
It's that direct.
Yeah.
And so tangible for me. The way you were praying, it really struck a chord.
So for me, it was the video of Baba and when he was explaining the meaning of Divine Mother. And it was something about his explanation. It was so clear in the words he was using. And I had this experience where I stopped really seeing him and I felt like I couldn't tell if it was him saying it or you saying it. And because you've explained it in a way that was so similar before,
yeah.
But it gave me this additional depth of understanding of what it was.
So I was really stunned by in the beginning, when he said, I am not this, I'm not that, I am I. And we have never heard Baba saying that. And we're discussing it today, that how much we never heard Baba talking about this type of thing when we were close to him. Yeah, it was a lot of resounding type of a thing in the video.
I tried to express it yesterday, but I didn't have the words for it, but I think I'm closer now. When I walked into the room in the whole meditation, there was a purity in that room that I just, it's the only way I could, it was so clean, every piece of energy. And then I would look up and I'd look at you, and then I'd look at your picture of your mom, and I could feel her purity in a way that I didn't, you know, I just had never thought about it, but I could just feel it, and it was overwhelming, it was so beautiful. And then you spoke about her, and I could feel it again, but that room was a different vibration than I'd ever experienced anything, and it was very special to me.
Yeah, I agree.
Thank you. Okay. There was something very extraordinary. There was so much harmony, peace, calm, quiet, and so much perfection. When I was, when everything was over and I was going to leave, it was as if I felt truly, genuinely, it's hard to put it in words, as if this is home and I didn't want to leave. I mean, somehow like I can for eternity just be here. There is nothing to do, nowhere to go. It was very, in a different way. We always want to be around you and in that vibration. But
it was very holy, very holy. I could see that whoever walked in that room find a tranquility. I'm talking about the newcomer, that they were really in a oasis, almost like they just walk in something extraordinary. Because Indians don't celebrate the way we do. The ours is very tuned down and right to the point. I agree, everything was very, very harmonious. And we all came together, really, if you look back, all of you that worked, you would realize that the work was done, but you couldn't find yourself in it. Do you agree with that?
Exactly.
This is the way of unity.
I just want to say that when I came to the room and we started the program, I looked at the room and it was like we are refreshing our vows with the Divine Mother to just ask her one more time to harmonize our heart with her heart. And it was like, I don't know, like an oval energy that we are refreshing our vows. We are there, we are.
And did you notice that in the tape that you brought, Baba talked about not only Divine Mother, but Shiva and Shakti. That's when I almost wanted to scream. It was really nice.
And the video was
very
something
beautiful.
Very deep.
Very beautiful. It's,
Baba explained so well what avatar means, what descend means. It was so much depth in it, that it's not from up going down. It's about your understanding.
Yes.
Getting to your understanding and pull you up. So what he explained was very, very beautiful and deep.
Baba was another Baba last night.
Also was interesting that in this world that, you know, people kill each other and, you know, all the things that we hear in the news, what a unity and harmony, and not only just last night, I mean the night leading to last night, you know, everybody so much with so much love and harmony, everybody is working to make it happen and then clean up and then put it together. So you feel that energy of love in that
absolutely.
Room and in this community, you know, as a whole.
And just imagine that I have never heard of Sufre Madar in my life, or have heard people saying, oh, I went there, they had a spread of Divine Mother. And look at how we are pioneering and being an instrument of things that is extremely rare. And just because we did it, we're going to start seeing it happen. It always happens this way. Like you were saying today, you were saying, this type of thing is coming up. When it starts and comes to manifestation, other people pick up the vibration of it and they get the same thing to do.
What part of the group last night was the most important for you?
My prayer. Because of the process I went through before I stood up.
There was so much authority in your prayer, like you said.
Yeah, it wasn't of this here. It wasn't from this realm. Also, our bhajans was very, very good. Very powerful. Yeah, that prayer had a process. It wasn't just me deciding to write something that would impress. It wasn't like this at all. And then room. And the hallway. It was like a sakohune. It was so nice where we put the candles in front of Ganesh and everybody went and lit it. I'm sure they get an answer to whatever they prayed.
And a shout out for your breaking the coconut. It was impressive.
Small pieces.
I wanted to make sure.
Amazing. Such a win.
All my exercises paid off.
I said a guy who works out. Obviously a guy who works out.
When you took the thing, I told myself, look, this is your mind with all the thoughts. Hopefully Sat can break it hardly and you broke it.
It was in small pieces.
She said, I'll do this every day.
Well, let's come 3 times a week with a coconut in our hand. If our meditation doesn't work, the coconut does. She said, go around the coconut 3 times. And they had the coconut attached, you know, very close to a wall. I said, how do I go around it? She said, no, with your hand. We did break coconut. Yeah. Go ahead.
The coconut so much symbolizes our heart, how you open it.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, our heart is open.
It's so bright, it's white inside, and you just crack it open.
I was telling Panta and Mama today, before we struggle to achieve, now we open our heart and receive. Mm. That's the difference now. From achievement to receivement. Mm.